This lecture is for Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the third lecture for Unit 1, Basic Computing Concepts, including History. For a budget of $1,000, the available features and options for a laptop are not the same as for a desktop. Laptops are usually less powerful and have less storage and memory than a similarly priced desktop. This is the price you pay for portability. The form factor of a laptop is much smaller and slimmer than that of a desktop, so everything that is in it has to be smaller as well. As far as monitors go, the most popular monitor size for a laptop today is 15 inches. Most have at least dual quad processors. It is unusual for them to have more than that, however. Some cheap netbooks might actually only have a single processor. There is usually a bit less RAM, a bit less disk space, and less hard drive disk space on a laptop, but you can still get a DVD burner within a laptop. Hard drives for laptops are available in a couple of different options. The traditional hard disk drive is the least expensive option. It has a moving platter very similar to a record player. The moving parts generate heat as they spin, so the laptop has to spend a fair amount of power cooling it down. Solid-state drives are newer options for hard drives. They have become available on laptops now, much more so than on desktops. The advantage to solid-state drives is that there are no moving parts, which keeps the computer much cooler. This is really good for laptops because it does not need as much fan power to cool it, which in turn increases battery life. Solid-state drives can be faster in some cases, but they are always more expensive than traditional hard disk drives. Optical DVD and CD drives are no longer standard on laptops today, but they are an available option. Because downloads are a much more popular way to access new software, music, and video, having a CD or DVD drive is not essential. Nevertheless, it is still useful to have a DVD drive for those times when you want to install new software or watch a video on a DVD. Also, Blu-ray drives are available on higher-end laptops. Connecting to a network with a laptop can be done in various ways, and it is very similar to connecting to a network with a desktop computer. As with a desktop computer, laptops have ports for a modem and for Ethernet. Most laptops today have built-in wireless, and some even have Bluetooth connectivity. Also, there are local broadband antennas available for users who want to connect when there is not a wireless or Ethernet connection available. A docking station is very useful for a laptop if it will be connected to a monitor, keyboard, and mouse on a desk. The peripherals all connect to the docking station, which also connects to the laptop. This avoids the need to plug in each separate cable to the laptop. The docking station is specific to the make and model of the laptop. For convenience, some people find it useful to purchase an extra battery so that they can prolong the time that they are able to use the laptop without charging. Also, a travel mouse can make using the laptop easier on the go. Travel mouse devices are often wireless. We just discussed options for a general laptop. Other laptops fall into other categories. The smallest laptops are called netbooks and ultra-portables. They have displays that range from 9 to 12 inches. They do not have optical drives. They have only a single-core processor, and their price is very low. The cost ranges from as little as $300 for a netbook to $800 for an ultra-portable. They are very good for simple tasks such as email and word processing, but they cannot handle a heavier workload or play movies like a general laptop can. The next step up is the thin and lights with 13-inch displays. These usually have a dual-core processor. A MacBook is a good example of a thin and light. These are around $1,000 at the most. On the other end of the spectrum, there are laptops that can be used as desktop replacements. They have much larger screens, usually 17 to 20-inch displays, and contain features similar to desktops. They can have a DVD, Blu-ray drive, separate video card, and a fast CPU, but because these systems are much more compute-intensive, they have a lower battery life. They also are the most expensive, from $1,300 and up. They are not really intended to be as mobile as the lighter laptops are. They are usually pretty heavy. They are good for users who need the full power of a desktop and only occasional mobility. There are some other things you need to consider when selecting a PC, either a laptop or a desktop. For all PCs, there is usually a one-year warranty for parts and labor, with extended warranties available. Be sure that you read the fine print about how the repairs work. Some warranties stipulate that the repair person will be sent to you. Others will require you to drop off or ship the computer to the manufacturer to be repaired. If the latter is the case, you will need to keep the box to keep the warranty valid. Sometimes the warranty will only be honored if the parts are shipped back in the original box that they came in. You will also want internet access. This can be through cable or DSL, digital subscriber line, or Fios, which is fiber optic service, a fiber optic communication line that bundles phone, cable, and internet. It really just depends on what is available in your area. Most PCs have dial-up modems available as well, but these will obviously not result in very fast connections. Every PC needs security software. Some operating systems, such as Windows 7, ship with some security software installed. For example, Windows 7 has Defender. It is recommended that you add additional software from other vendors, such as Norton or McAfee. The security software should include antiviral, anti-spyware, anti-adware, and should be easily updatable. Because the threats to your computer are constantly evolving, you have to make sure that your security software updates frequently. There are free versions available of these types of software, but they generally are not as complete as the software that you pay for, and they do not offer any guarantees. In the case of computer failure, PCs should be regularly backed up. Professional versions of operating systems provide backing up capabilities that home versions do not usually include. Software is available that makes it easier to back up and restore your system, and some of it is actually free. You can back up to an external hard drive or to a DVD. There are also online subscription services that will back up systems over the internet. This is advantageous for the business where off-site backups are required. The computer systems used for healthcare applications depend on the requirements of the applications. Most EMRs and MHRs use the client-server model, where the server hosts the application, and a local client machine runs the application where it is needed, such as in the exam room. For this model, you would need a server, multiple client PCs, and a network that connects it all together. Selecting the server depends on the application requirements and the number of users. Some systems have a maximum number of users, so additional servers may need to be purchased. A server usually contains the highest-end multi-core processor. It contains a large amount of RAM, which ensures that many programs and processes can be run at once. It also needs a large amount of storage, which is usually implemented as a RAID or redundant array of independent disks. This is a way to ensure data is not lost in case of disk failure. Also, the server needs to have connections to a fast network and have multiple instances of these connections. Depending on your application, you may also need to install a database or web server on your server. Client PCs are the machines that run the application where it is needed, for example, in an exam room. There are a couple of options for this. Desktops are an option for users who are usually at their desks, and for exam rooms where there is enough room to install a desktop. Desktops are not going to need wireless connections, since presumably they can connect through an Ethernet connection and cable to the network. They are usually plugged into a wall, so you do not have to consider battery life. In other situations, laptops, netbooks, and tablets would be another possible client PC. In this scenario, the user, who might be a physician or nurse, has his or her own portable laptop computer. This eliminates the need for dedicated space for a desktop in an exam room, but does not require using wireless for the network connection. Battery life is a consideration for laptops. Charging stations and extra batteries may be needed. There are other needs for healthcare applications. Often, offices will need scanners for inputting data into an EMR. Typically, medical offices need small, reliable scanners. For example, they may need a small scanner at the reception desk for scanning insurance or ID cards. Backup systems are a necessity for any type of electronic medical record. Servers can be backed up using hard drives or tapes. There is far too much data for a backup to be stored on DVDs. In addition, two backups may be needed, one that is on-site and one that is off-site. Internet access is important, whether the network is a wireless or Ethernet connection. You will need to select an Internet service provider and make sure you have a connection to it. Security is vitally important as well. A security expert should set up a network firewall and have security software available on the servers and on all of the client PCs. Before you select any type of computer, whether it is a desktop, a laptop, or a server, it is important that you research the latest technologies. Several magazines and online sites provide up-to-date reviews and buying guides. These resources will often have much more available information than what is available in the product information and specifications. Remember, too, that things change very quickly in the computer world. Even if you researched computers a year ago, you will want to check for updated reviews and information. New products are always coming out, and prices quickly change, especially for any hardware or computer systems. Prices often drop on computer systems, so be sure you know what your money can buy. Here is just a list of some online sites that provide the latest information. You can look at any or all of them to find the best information for whatever you are selecting and whatever your needs are. In summary, remember to keep these things in mind when selecting a computer. Know your needs. Do not buy a computer that is outfitted with the latest and greatest equipment for video games if you plan to only use it for word processing and email. Set your budget and stick to it. It is very easy to be attracted to the latest and greatest releases that are very expensive. Remember that the computers that are inexpensive today were once the latest and greatest, often less than a year ago, and are usually more than sufficient for your needs. Understand computer terminology, such as processor speed is described in hertz, and amount of storage space is in terms of bytes, gigabytes, and terabytes. This will help you understand the specs of the computer you are evaluating. Research the latest products by reading up-to-date reviews online.